Hayim Yem Yud Gimel Odesheni. Haftera Kei Omar Hashem. Yud Gimel Odesheni was Shabbos Pasha Zocher, and it was also Erev Purim. And we read the Haftera of Pasha Zocher starts with Kei Omar Hashem, which is Shmuel Aleph, chapter 15, Posik Beis. And it is like the Minig of the Ashkenazim, and we do not start a Posik earlier, which is the Minig Asfardim, which is Vayem Shmuel Al Shol. But we start from Kei Omar Hashem. We do say of Harachmim. There is a minig in many communities that all Dalit Parshas, the four Parshas, Shkolim, Zocher, Poro, and Hachedesh, we do not say of Harachmim. So Shkolim and Hachedesh are usually either Shabbos Mevorchim or Shabbos Rishchedesh, so we don't say of Harachmim anyway. But Parshas Zocher and Parshas Poro, there are those who have the custom not to say of Harachmim, and the Rebbe establishes that our minig is that we do say of Harachmim. Ein emrim tzidko, we do not say Tzidkoscha. As mentioned, Yud Gimel Odesheni was Shabbos Erev Purim, so by Mincha we do not say Tzidkoscha, as every year we do not say Tachnun. Amalek came and he waged war with Yisrael, with the Jews, in a place called Refidim. Chazal teach us there is no such place as Refidim, but rather Refidim is from the word weakening. Sherofu Yedeya Medivrei Teira. They weakened their hands from the words of Teira. They weakened their involvement of the study of Teira. As Mivet Shvachin Teira, when one weakens the study of Teira, was the limud Teira is dochal manas lasis vilakai. The purpose of studying of Teira is for observing and practicing the Teira, and you are weak in that. Kum tamolek unkiltob the midden. Comes Amolek, and he cools off the Jew. He cools him away from Yiddishkeit. Vayelochem em Yisrael. He wages war against Yisrael. What is Yisrael? The word Yisrael, Rosh Teves, it's an acronym. Yesh Shishim Ribui Oishis LaTeira. The word Yisrael spells out there are 600,000 letters in the Teira. They call echad mi Yisrael yesh lo eis achas b'teira. 600,000 Jews who received the Teira, each one of them has a letter in Teira. V'lochei nogo kol Yisrael lichtev eis b'teira. And that's why it's a custom that every Jew writes a letter in Teira, because he owns one. Un Amolek macht kalt kedushas ha-Teira. Comes Amolek and he cools us off from the holiness of Teira. V'eitzel lozeh. What's the advice for the solution to this? Char lono anoshim. Choose for us men. Men of Mesha, vispashtusa de Mesha b'chol dor, and there is an extension of Mesha in every generation. Shebchol deir yesh roshe alfi Yisrael, in every generation there are leaders of the thousands of Jews. Vetzei hilochim ba'amolek, and go and do battle with Amolek. Loshin yochid, singular, meaning every individual. Lefisha hatero hinitzchis b'chol deir u'b'chol zman u'b'chol mokim b'shovim, because Teira is eternal and every generation, and in all times, and in every place, it is equally eternal. So every single Jew has the responsibility to wage war and battle Amalek. This comes from a Maimer of the Friedrich Rebbe, where he asks a question. The Pasuk says that Amalek came and he waged war on the Jewish people. But it doesn't say Am Yisrael. It doesn't say Bnei Yisrael. As usual, in Teira, the Jews are described as Bnei Yisrael, the children of Israel. But here it says he waged war with Yisrael. Why does it say Yisrael directly? What was going on here? So the Rebbe says, what is Amalek? Amalek is a numerical equation of Sophic, doubt. Amalek is about doubt. A person has challenges and comes Amalek and he plants doubts and he cools them off. What is he trying to fight? What's his battle? Teira, we have to accept with Kabbalah's all. We have to do it because that's what Eibishter says and not because of the reasoning. Comes Amalek and he says, come on, this doesn't make sense, that doesn't make sense. Amalek knows the Teira. He just wants to plant doubt. The Eden came from Kriyas Yamsuf. Amalek was trying to plant doubt. Why? Because they weakened their hand in Teira. There are Jews who, they're frum Jews, they practice Yiddishkeit, but they don't know enough, and they don't apply themselves to know. And when you don't apply yourself to want to know, comes Amalek, he plants doubts, he cools you off. Who is he fighting? He's fighting the Yisrael. You Jew, you have a letter in the Torah. I'm fighting you. He's trying to cool you off. And the Rebbe uses an example here that he asks you a question. When you teach children, you teach them Aleph Beis. Why do you use the old-fashioned methods? Kometz Alephah, Kometz Beis Bo. No! Teach him the syllables. Teach him how to express the letters, the forms of expression, like you teach the ABC, like the Goyim do. And in that way, you cool off the holiness. It's about the holiness of the Torah. And you implant holiness when you teach them the old-fashioned way. And Amalek fights. How do you battle it? How do you fight it? When you choose the men of Mesha. In every generation, there is a Mesha. And when you connect to Mesha, then you can go out and fight, because Torah is eternal. And there's no such thing. Times have changed. Torah is consistent and eternal. So you have to fight Amalek. Not only you fight the coldness that he implanted, but you have to fight the one who causes the cold, the one who's making you cold. You have to fight Amalek. And when you remove the one who makes you cold, then you strengthen the hands of Torah mitzvahs. So our Rebbe once addressed this to explain why are we connecting it with choosing men of Mesha. So the Rebbe says, Mesha, the whole idea of Mesha is Bittl. V'nachnu moi, says, who am I? Who are we? We're nobody. Which is the antithesis of Amalek. Amalek is chutzpah. He's a big shot. Bittl fights chutzpah. And this is something that everyone can do. Just like by Amalek, it wasn't Mesha himself who went to fight, but he chose his men. And when you connect to Mesha, you become one of Mesha's men. And you have to continuously fight this mode of cooling us off. And that's why we learn it every year, to remind us that it is a constant war. That a person shouldn't think that I'm studying Torah. Fine. I am studying Torah. I'm very diligent about it. But why the passion? Why from the love and the fear of Hashem? Why passion? This is the point. You have to uproot the coldness and you have to be passionate. And when you're passionate, this keeps and builds the proper study of Torah and the purpose for what Torah study is, which is for the purpose of keeping it and observing it.